Hey, Pillow Talk Audio. This is Lily Bit X, and I'm back far sooner than I expected to be. This is going to be a little bit of a rambly recording, and I don't really have a script or a direction that I'm going in, so I apologize if I, like, cross back over myself a lot, but anyway, you've been warned, so. On my last recording, somebody, Verica, I think, asked that I discuss my experience with, Littles and the Little community on Reddit, because it's a fairly big part of, who I am in my life, and in particular, my Reddit life. And it's something that I'm genuinely interested in and I'm passionate about, so I was like, yeah, I would love to talk about, you know, that stuff. So, yeah, I guess, I mean, I recently made an R4R post, looking for other Littles, and one of the most common questions I got was, I mean, what is a Little? Which is reasonable. what is a Little? So, a Little, and I mean, this is particular to me, it's different from person to person, I'm sure. But in general, a Little could sometimes be referred to as a baby girl or a little girl as part of the DDLG BDSM dynamic. So that's Daddy Dom Little Girl BDSM dynamic. So in this style of relationship, the submissive of the relationship typically craves more affection and guidance than a regular sub would, I guess. And the relationship is really more of someone, it's like a nurturing relationship where the dominant in the relationship is seeking to improve the life of the submissive, to give her guidance however she needs it, whether it be to improve herself as a person or to become a better scholar or, you know, all sorts of things. The dominant in the relationship might have rules for the submissive that include things like remembering to brush her teeth and eating 3 healthy meals a day. Little things like that, I guess it's more of a nurturing thing than a controlling, I want to control you coming and all of your sexual nature. I mean, there's definitely sexual sides to DDLG. I'm not saying that there isn't at all. That's, I mean, it's a massive part of it, but in general, I think it's just more of a nurturing, dominant submissive relationship. And so as a Little, or the LG / sub side of that relationship, and again, this is just specific to me, but it's different for each person, I'm sure. You or I enjoy indulging in things that are considered younger. I've always been the kind of person who has been referred to as a big kid or someone who is young at heart. You know, I never grew out of loving cartoons. I never grew out of wanting to put ribbons in my hair and wear pretty dresses and cute socks and watch, you know, My Little Pony and anything that's pink or glittery or shiny or sparkly will make me smile and giggle, like, without a doubt. And I think that that's fairly standard of Littles. you know, there are littles who identify with a much younger age than I do. You know, I don't participate in the ABDL, adult baby diaper lover. I don't participate in that side of it, but a lot of DDLG relationships involve, you know, wearing diapers and pacifiers and things like that, and I can't explain that because it's not something that appeals to me or is a part of my personality, but you know, that can be a part of it for sure. But yeah, I mean, I don't even know where I was going. I'm totally lost now. So I guess that kind of explains like what a little is maybe and the DDLG dynamic. Like, I'm aware that I am not 9 years old. You know, it's not age play for me at all. I'm not pretending to be a 9 year old. I'm, you know, a 20 something year old girl who enjoys watching the wild Thornberrys and who wears ribbons because she thinks they're cute and who has a teddy bear that she sleeps with and who gets excited over those things and doesn't think that there's a problem with it. And I think that's a big part of it. It's just being a little bit younger and enjoying that and not having, you know, there's no expectations or. Yeah, I don't know. So, I mean, for me, like little activities that I enjoy, I watch so many cartoons. Like, I love old, like, 90s Nickelodeon cartoons, like the Wild Thornberrys and Rugrats and Captain Planet, Dinosaurs, like, Care Bears, like, original My Little Pony, but I also watch, like, the new Friendship is Magic. Like, I watch and have recently watched all of those, and it just makes me so happy to just, like, set the aircon to Arctic, curl up in, like, a blanket cocoon, and watch, like, a silly cartoon that, you know, makes you smile, and it's innocent, and it's, there's not generally layers to it to sort of think about. It just is what it is, and you know, it is what it is. That's what I like about it. Yeah, I mean, other thing, like, other littles enjoy things like playing with Legos and, you know, tea parties and colouring in and drawing and painting and playing with dolls and all sorts of things. You know, littles vary just like children do and just like adults do. You know, no two people are going to be the same, but for me, I mean, the stuff that I enjoy most is just the really simple stuff, like, yeah, cartoons and colouring and I don't know, just wearing cute things and being okay. I have this obsession with socks, like literally an obsession. And I recently just got like four new pairs of like stripey, like super cute rainbows and like these purple ones that come to my knee and they say like nerd up the side. Little things like that. Like, can you hear how excited I'm getting about a pair of socks? Like, I don't know. I don't think that there's a problem with it. And I don't think that it's something that people, because people are like, oh, it's so taboo. And maybe it is like maybe there is something taboo about it for some people. And I mean, I'm obviously talking about it from the standpoint of like a little who is, you know, unattached. I'm not talking about like the relationship side of things, you know, like the daddy little girl interaction. Like, I don't have that. So I'm not talking about, that stuff. But I mean, for me, as far as like it, on an everyday basis, like it affecting my life, I think that like being little and acknowledging my inner little has done nothing but positive things for me. Realizing the kind of person that I am, which is someone who needs like rules and boundaries and kind of expectations, has made it so that I get stuff done because, I have a list of things that I need to get done before I can go and muck around on the computer or whatever. And, every day I do that list of things because it's there and I can see it in front of me as a, it's a list and it's pretty and I can go, okay, I've done that. Now I can go and do whatever. And because I'm an adult, like, I could just say, well, whatever, I'm just gonna do what I want anyway. But I think just having that list there helps, and I think that helps for a lot of littles. And that's the kind of thing that they crave from having, a caregiver. And I keep saying she and he, like there are lots of little boys out there with mummies and things like that. I just am generalizing from the point of view of someone who is a girl. And who is a girl little. So, I mean, yeah. I've been really successful, I think, in the little community. There's a couple of fairly significant, like, little big caregiver communities on Reddit. One of them is r/ Little Space, another is r/ Little's Play Place. I'm actually a mod at Little's Play Place. You should come by and say hello. And those are places where you can go and, post about your day or share pictures that you've colored in, talk about Legos that you want to get. There's lots of Build-A-Bear conversations there. I've had nothing but positive experiences with those people, and there are so many things going on there now, like there are kick groups where you can, constantly have contact with these people who understand what it is that you get out of that interaction, and other littles who are also 20-something year old girls, who are trying to also get a hold of thigh-high rainbow socks, and you're able to share that kind of information. It's really great. Like the Reddit little community is pretty impressive, and it has been great for me because it's not something that, I mean, if you go on FetLife and stuff, you can definitely make those connections, but I think it's a lot scarier, and there are a lot of creepy people out there, and I think having like a community of kind of littles in arms really helps to kind of keep everyone safe, maybe. I guess that's all I have to say about this subject. I just looked and realized it's been like nearly 15 minutes, so I hope that somebody is listening still and has found this, if not informative or interesting, at least amusing. I don't know. Anyway, I guess that's gonna be it. So, bye, Reddit.